Rosalind Blanche Lewin was a nurse who was drawn to working in infant health. With the outbreak of war, she joined the Australian Army Nurses Service and saw service in the Middle East and New Guinea. Rose was born in Picton in 1907. Her father was a butcher and had land for his stock at Riversdale on the Picton River. Rose went to Picton School and in 1928 she began her three-year training at Perth Hospital, now Royal Perth. Unusually, she stayed a further 2 years gaining experience in casualty before undertaking country postings. While working at the Warren District Hospital, Sister Rose joined the Army, even before the war was declared. It wasn't until February 1941, however, that she joined an intake of the Australian Army Nurses Service at Claremont. On the 5th of July, Lieutenant Lewin sailed for the Middle East on board the Queen Elizabeth.
We boarded the Queen Elizabeth and we sailed on July the 5th. The hospital had been the ballroom before the Elizabeth had been turned into a troop ship carrying 7,000 troops. We travelled in convoy with warships guarding us and zigzagging across on our way. The hospital had 200 beds and they were full all the journey with a nasty type of flu epidemic. We also had 13 operations for acute appendicitis, which necessitated a slowing down of the speed of the ship to keep it as steady as possible during the operation. All made very good recoveries. On our way up to the Suez Canal, Lord Horhor, the man on the radio from Germany, tried to scare us by announcing that they were out to get the Queen Elizabeth in the canal that trip. They even gave it out on the radio while we're in the canal. It's a nasty feeling listening to the radio that she had been bombed in the canal, and we wondered how many of our relatives would be listening to it. The ship anchored right out in the middle of the Red Sea for a week under a big balloon barrage to prevent the planes getting low enough to drop bombs accurately.
Sister Rose was attached to the 1st Australian General Hospital at Gaza. Among the wounded were those fighting in Syria in the 2nd 11th, a WA unit. Every week or two, a group of nurses were given a day off. On one occasion, the women were admiring a palace when they were surprised by an invitation from the Emir, who was very pro-British. Not only were they treated to coffee and a tour of the palace, the nurses met the Emir's wife and young baby. Christmas also provided some welcome relief. Patients helped decorate the ward, and there were Red Cross parcels for all. By May 1942, fighting in Syria had eased and Singapore had fallen. Rose sailed from the Suez on the Devonshire to an unknown destination. The Japanese, she did know, were on the move.
First port of call was Bombay, and there was over 100 ships in the harbour, all kinds of ships, not knowing what to do or where to go. We were in port for 4 weeks, waiting for instructions, and then we made an overnight stop at Colombo. It was just an emergency stop when a Jap plane had flown over and dropped a bomb or two. He returned early in the morning, making a reconnaissance flight. When the local Air Force put their guns into action and scared them off, we then collected the emergency supplies we called for from the Red Cross and set off for East Africa to Mombasa. Here we spent 2 nights and a day. Our next port was Durban, and here, because of the cramped living conditions in the cabins and below decks, it was decided to empty the ships completely and have them fumigated before undertaking another long trip. This one we knew would be to Fremantle, where the WX personnel would be disembarked. We travelled along the route of the Roaring Forties down south. The ship rolled a lot and caused many upsets in the dining room during the rough weather, and chairs sliding about and several with seasickness. When we were 3 or 4 days out from the west coast, loyal West Australianites swore they could smell the scent of the eucalypt trees.
In September 43, Rose Lewin was stationed at an Australian General Hospital